Good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN, and it is City Commission Day on In Focus. We have Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear joining us in studio. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
And Mayor Mike Dodson joining us as well. Thanks for being here.
Morning. Thanks.
Good to have you guys both in. As I was talking to you here a little bit ahead of the show, it's Election Day, so really city news gets some coverage here today, but it's primarily on the election. You guys are a little more second fiddle today.
We are. That's okay. Just it's a good day. The sun's shining. So,
but part of this election is local.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, we've got both school board and the city commissioners, and we also have an item or two on there. So, yeah, this we just hope everybody comes out and votes. I think the you have to remind me, Ron, but I think the traffic in and out of there is, and the pre-voting has been pretty high. And
I think so, yeah.
Heavy this morning, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking this morning how it's always good to see nice turnout. I know it's not typically as high as maybe some of the bigger elections, but having a higher turnout is more representative of the community here for these seats.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the reasons that, they moved the elections to November for the municipal elections was to get more turnout. And so hopefully that'll continue to be true. I know when we have the presidential election, it'll go up. But even the last election, I think, was a little bit higher than we've had when we had it in the spring, summertime.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, a lot of important elections here. Of course, the city sales tax, one of the questions here, the bond election here for folks in Northern Riley County as well. So we'll get out there and vote, obviously, today. Polls are open until 7 p.m. In addition, notice there's a lot of road projects going on still here in Manhattan. One of them opened up recently, I think about a little more than a week ago, and that was Hayes Drive. I know that had a lot of people happy.
It did. There was a lot of folks that were certainly impacted by that. I know we had one of our commissioners saying it was a time when we were detouring a lot of traffic out on U.S. 24 Tuttle Creek Boulevard. We should have had the state in doing some traffic counts, because obviously it would have, if we were bolstered our aid on the amount of traffic flow on a particular street. But so it certainly inconvenienced a lot of folks that work or do business and shop in that area. So it's good to have that back open. Still going to be a while on South Hayes Drive there at the intersection of Bluemont Extension with Hayes Drive, right there in front of Manco and over at the southeast corner of the Walmart parking lot and the back entrance of Staples there. That's an area that the good news, I guess, is that we've had some drier weather, so we've been able to accomplish a lot. But the groundwater's still high, and actually the releases are back up to, I think, about 10,000 and maybe going to 11,000 CFS later. So that's going to drive some of those water tables back up. And that's part of our issue there. That sanitary sewer line that's been broken is, it's a 3-foot sanitary sewer line. So it's a big line. It's a main interceptor. And in order to dewater, we have to pump that water table down around that breakage and in order to get in and fix it. So we have two dewatering wells. If you've seen the white pipe laying across the surface of the ground going into the manhole there on the frontage road, that's what that is. It's pumping groundwater back into the storm sewer system so they can get at the repairs on that facility. We had to order some special replacement. We're actually going to have to build a new section of line in order to make that repair. We're bypass pumping around the breakage. So there's a lot involved in that, and I don't have a timeline yet when we'll have that construction done. But if our weather can hold for us a little bit and get some good luck, maybe we'll get that open here later this year. So hopefully before the end of the year, certainly. And if we're lucky, maybe by the end of the month, if things go well.
I remember at the end of August, we had that big rainstorm, and there was a problem with the street light there at Tuttle Creek and McCall Boulevard.
Yes.
And that was repaired, but has it been completely fixed?
I'm not sure about that. I think we were able to get most of the functions back functioning. I know we ordered some parts, and I think it is back into full operational mode at this stage.
Okay. Manhattan Avenue, is it getting any closer to reopening?
So it opened yesterday.
Did it?
So 17th Street is now open where we had it closed for that That was also a sanitary sewer plan project that is providing some new service to areas that were on a communal system. And so we had to do some directional boring in order to get that done. But that's what created the detour up South Manhattan to Points and why we put the three-way stop there on Points at South Manhattan. So that's been removed and 17th Street opened back up yesterday.
Okay.
Did you mean Manhattan?
South Manhattan Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And North Manhattan's still closed.
Oh, I'm sorry. North Manhattan is still closed. Okay. Yes. I'm sorry. I misinterpreted your question there. So
there's a lot of stuff going on.
We had, and people were scratching their heads about the three-way stop on Points there at South Manhattan on the south side of City Park. And that was the project I was referring to because 17th Street was closed between Fort Riley Boulevard and Points. And so a lot of folks that came down 17th, we detoured to that route. North Manhattan, we're getting after it. Things are proceeding well. I'm hopeful by the end of the month we'll be able to have that open maybe a little bit sooner.
All right. That's a key route.
It
is. North-south here in Manhattan.
People may have noticed that Kimball Avenue between Vanesta and Hudson is now open. They put the 40-mile-an-hour speed limits back on there, I guess on Saturday, if I remember right. We used that when we were going up to the to Tuttle Creek to the Little Apple Marathon. So, I saw that early in the morning.
Yeah.
There are some lane restrictions at the intersection of U.S. 24, Tuttle Creek Boulevard, and Kimball. That's a state project there to make some additional intersection improvements in turning lanes. And so the northbound left-hand turns, there was a double left there. That's down to a single left-turn lane to go left on Kimball. They're working on some median work there. So it's not hasn't impacted that right turn if you're coming east on Kimball turning south onto Tuttle Creek Boulevard. That's still the normal lane, but it put the other two lanes together. So there'll be continual work over the winter at that particular location.
Okay. Yeah, definitely a lot of work to go here yet, but it's nice we've had the decent weather.
It is. The other project that's moving along nicely is Juliet, the bricks, so the block in front of the school's open. All of the concrete has been poured all the rest of the way, the remaining two blocks south to Points. They're laying brick and getting that brick position. So shouldn't be too much longer there before we get that stretch back open.
I have a caller here real quick, has a question. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. Can you discuss the plans for North Manhattan from Claflin to on uphill there by AIB?
Sure. So this is we've tried to approach the North Manhattan improvements in phases. You may recall 2 years ago when we started and did the phase between Kimball and really the Research Park entrance. And that put the signalized intersection improvements there, and we were able to get that accomplished over a summer. And that was the plan for the section that's under construction now from Research Park there to the AIB entrance. So that is what the weather really hindered us on this year, and we're still trying to complete. But the plan is to continue that multi-lane section all the way down to Claflin, and create additional turning lanes along that route so that we'll have a modern roadway with storm drains and get rid of the ditches that have been a rural ditch all the way down. And that's planned, at least at this point, to occur next summer. And so a lot of the work, a lot of the more difficult work, I think, is behind us with this middle phase, if you will. And that one should go a lot smoother when we proceed on it when classes get out next spring.
All right. Thank you for the question. We'll dive into the tonight's agenda here coming up after the break. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.